If we want to achieve something like materially, we have decided some goal like this.
Only one thing?
Like the one.
You said if you want to attain something materially. I said only one thing. You should say if you want to attain 1,000 things materially, yeah.
No, as of now, like
one at a time. Okay.
Yeah, one at a time. That is the better word. One at a time. Because your goal changes after that. And if you're not getting it after doing
it. Excuse me, I missed it.
Like
if you want to achieve something.
If you want to achieve one at a time, one goal, if you have like decided this is my goal, like for next few years maybe, and you are working very hard on that as much as you can, and leaving other thing behind, compromising in so many things.
I know, I have an MBBS in allopathic medicine from America. I let, to get that degree, you have to work your tail off, to put it mildly, rather than what I'd rather say. And you have to, you know, avoid, you know, forego all the parties, forego all the birthday parties, for no badminton today, no table tennis, no anything, but nose in the books, 1 o'clock at night, going like crazy.
Yeah.
I passed out in 1973.
MBBS.
MBBS, allopathic medicine, 1973.
After that?
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All these gentlemen, you think they just, you know, were born on a Hare Krishna tree or something? There was a tree with these little fruits, and somebody went, "Oh, here's a Russian fruit, Hare Krishna." You know, they all have degrees, and they're all doctors and physicists or whatever they are. They all have degrees, or they jumped out in the middle because they were smarter than me. I was too stupid. I stayed at home. We have a joke in America: someone has a PhD. Oh. My friend, I got a PhD. Acha, he has a PhD. Piled higher and deeper.
Pile
means a big heap, big pile of junk means this box and 10,000 boxes means a pile, big mountain of junk. You know, this old car on top of that old car, this pile of junk cars. Piled higher and deeper. In other words, you got piled higher and deeper in nescience or ignorance, PhD. That was when I was in college. Of course, everyone wanted to get a PhD, but that was the joke. You know, everyone said, "Yeah, right. I guess I'm really piled up."
So the same thing. I'll tell you that I finished my master's also in pediatrics, and I'm working in a department of oncology. So I'm trying to enter in the oncology. Like, I'm just working over there, and I want to enter for doctorate of medicine for the oncology because I'm interested in treating the cancer patients. So, but you know, I'm trying for last 2 years, but I'm not getting in. And so,
not getting accepted.
No, we have entrance exam to start the higher studies.
I know.
Yeah.
So you're not passing.
Yeah, like it's like every the seat.
You're not paying the bribe or what?
No, like I first you have that.
There's two things in India. You have to pass the exam, and then you have to bribe to get the post. I have a friend. He had 2 degrees in Hindi literature. He's applying for a job as a professor in Agra University. You know,
not for the job.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Listen, I'll give you an example. Similar point. So he has 2 degrees from school, 2 master's degrees in Hindi literature. He applied for a job as a professor in Agra University. Somewhere like that. And so he passed the entrance exam, he passed nicely. So he went for the interview, and the guy said, "So you passed, you can get this job, but what's the pranami?" Because other people have passed. Pranami means money. So he said, how much, because this is the guy that decides who gets the job. He said, "You've passed and other people have passed this exam for this one job. So what's your pranami?" He said, "Oh, I can get maybe 1 lakh. He said, "You have to get more." So finally got borrowed money from everywhere. He's from Rotterdam. Got 2 lakhs. And the guy, someone gave him 4, and he got the post. And they both had the same grades. This is India. Bad news.
Okay, but yeah, I'll tell you. This is not the situation with me. Like, we have the fair exams.
Okay.
In which institute I study, like, where? I studied in Delhi only.
What's your question again?
Sorry? So yeah, I'm yet to finish my question. Yeah.
It's a long preamble.
So if I don't get it, like if even in spite of doing repeatedly, so where should we make like a cut point? Okay, now we should not go more for it instead of pay attention.
In America, you say three strikes, you're out. You get, you know, they throw the baseball, you go once and you don't hit it, and then they go twice, and then they throw it, then you're out, and you go, then next guy gets up. You know, these are the rules of the baseball, American baseball. So you try, what I would do when you're trying to achieve something, some goals are so vast and so great that you're ready to throw a whole life into it. Like we members of Krishna consciousness, we have such a high goal, such an impossible, unattainable goal, that we know it may take many lifetimes, but we're ready. We're ready. Because the goal is so attractive and so sweet and so compelling and so desirable for us. And we want to be in a loving embrace of Radha and Krishna. So much that we give up everything. We give up our name, fame, country, position, money, family, everything. You know, when I was 24, I took sannyas. I left my whole family, became a brahmachari with the idea I want to be sannyas. And I lived like a sannyasi for 40 years with this one idea: I want to attain love of Radha and Krishna. So I'm sacrificed 40 years of this life, and the balance I'll sacrifice. I may not get it, and I'll go again next life. I may not get it. I'll go again until I get it. And I know I'll get it. It's guaranteed. It's just time. So I've set the time limit of lifetimes to attain the goal, which is the highest possible attainment, which means the Prem Seva Radharani in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. So that's the highest possible attainment. It's the highest, it's the zenith of Dharma and the zenith of attainment in Dharma. So there's no higher goal to be achieved in the entire universe than this. So I know it's impossible, but I'm a fighter. I'm crazy, I know it, but maybe I'm brainwashed, maybe I'm crazy, but I like it. I don't care. Because I'd rather be brainwashed and crazy this way, because when I see everybody else in the world, I think they're crazy and brainwashed in another way. They're crazy about sense enjoyment, and they're brainwashed to be consumers. Everyone is brainwashed to be a consumer from the time they're a baby. And they're all crazy for sense gratification. I don't care about sense gratification. I don't care about consuming. I'm a tyagi. So now, what I'm saying is you have a goal. You set it. Okay, I'm going to stand for this exam three times. If I don't get it, then I'm going to open a chemist shop and be a pharmacologist and sell medicine and do my bhajan and live a humble life and not be the glorious, grand, you know, surgeon I envision myself to be, or whatever you may have some vision of yourself. There's the ideal and there's the real. The ideal is your free will. The real is your destiny. Ideal is your free will and the real is your destiny. So when God is on your side, the space between ideal and real becomes shrunk, becomes diminished. When God is not on your side, it's destiny all the way. There's no way to change destiny except by God. So that's why devotees, they have a special factor in calculating in their lives, because they're going to God and praying to God for His mercy to attain Him. But you're going to proficiency, your desire is proficiency in the medical field. There's no God to pray to except the generic God. And that's your choice. God's choice for every human being is everyone becomes a pure devotee of God. But our choice is different. So there's loggerheads. We're not really in agreement with God's will. Because our destiny does not allow us to agree with God's will. So we can't fight our destiny. So it's called sabhav. Sabhav is the sum total of our karma and guna from last life. Karnam guna sangasyat sarasad yoni janmasu. It's in the third canto, Kapila Shiksha. It says, why did I get this yoni? Yoni means womb of a woman. Why was I born in the yoni of this woman?
because in my sangha, my guna sangha, and my karma sangha, my purva janam, my last life, I associate with tamagun and rajagun. So then I'm born in a family that eats meat and drinks whiskey or vodka or wine or beer. I associate with sattvagun and rajagun, and I'm born in a Hindu family, vegetarian. Karanam, the cause of yoni is the guna and karma. So that's our destiny. So you can pray to God, oh God, I want to be rich, oh God, I want to be rich, I want to be rich. And you pray 10,000 times and do a million pujas and you're forever poor. It's not your destiny. But if you pray to God, I want your eternal loving service, I don't want anything else, you may very soon get it. It may not even be your destiny at all. You may look at somebody's Janma Kundali, his birth chart. Oh, you'll be a good businessman. How you became a devotee? I don't know. Because that's the very fact. How bhakti comes? It's unknown factor. It's called Bhagavan Kone. Kone means who? Who's that Bhagavan? Anybody. Somehow the mercy comes. Brahmanda Brahmati Kone Bhagavan Ajeev. Guru Krishna Prasadi, Pai Bhakti Latta Beach, Pai. He receives the seed of bhakti from God or from Guru. Mahajan Bhakta. Bhagavan Kone. Kone. Who, which one? Who? Who's that Van? Who's that Van? Who possesses that Bhagya? You know, it's causeless. Bhakti is causeless. Somehow Krishna says, okay, you're gonna get it. Me? I was destined to be a fashion model. I was destined to be a movie star. I was destined to be a businessman, a scientist. And that's why our parents are like, what happened to you? How you became a Hare Krishna? You were a nice boy, now you're cracked. You were a nice girl, now you're cracked. You know cracked? Pagal. Pagal. We're all crazy people. So if she's your friend, be careful, you'll go crazy. One way or the other, you go crazy. That's another point. So you make sankalpa. Okay, I'm standing for this. I'll try one more time. It doesn't happen. I surrender to my fate. It's not being a fatalist. It's being a realist. Sometimes people accuse Indians. Oh, Indians are fatalists. That's a misnomer. Indians are fatalists. Indians, Western people don't even know what karma is. Just now, after 3 million years, they have some idea what is karma. Karma. Indians have grown up with it since now Indians don't know what karma is. Indians know less than Westerners. It's all like Alta. Fatalist doesn't mean you give up. Fatalist means you accept what your destiny. My destiny is I'm Garib. And I don't have any brains. I try to go to school, I can't read or write. Even after 15 years of trying. So then, that's a fatalist, that's a realist, that I wasn't born with sufficient buddhi. Buddhi is not something you get by lifting weights, or schedule class. You make a scheduled class guy going to school, and he's still stupid. And what kind of doctor he becomes, God knows. I hope I don't find one like that. You understand the scheduled class thing? It's all politics. There's different gunas, different karmas, different qualities. Not everyone's Einstein. Not everyone's a ditch digger. There's different. This is guna and karma from birth. You can, within realm, and if someone's like a nobody and a very poor person, they become millionaire, I'm sure you can find that in their chart. I'm 100% sure it's in their chart. He'll be garib until he's 27. He'll be a millionaire. Or he'll be poor, and then he'll discover Microsoft. And he'll be rich, and he'll die at 52 or something, Stephen Jobs or whatever. This is all destiny. So it's not fatalist. It's, there's some great person died when he was 50 or something. Stephen Jobs or something? He founded Apple Computer? Some famous person in the West. And he died of cancer, what I don't know. So he became a super wealthy person. So what? Tektva Siddharmam Charnam Pujam Hare. Says in the Bhagavatam that human life is meant for God realization. We work so hard for what? It's Like Prabhupada often says in the Prahlad Shiksha, in the whole seventh canto of Bhagavatam, it talks a lot about this destiny karma. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, what's the point? Everything. What's the point of working your working so hard when you're gonna get what you're gonna get? You're gonna get a certain amount of. It's all in your hand. It's all written in your hand. This much life, ayush, bhagya, dhanam, wealth, health, everything is there. You can't change it. Can you change the lines in your hand? You can go to school for 100 years. It's not gonna make you. If you live, you're gonna live to be 60. You can go. You can get a PhD. You'll still die at 60. You can never go to school. You'll still die at 60. Probably have a lot more fun if you didn't go to college. You see, you're gonna get two chapatis and sabji till you're 60, or you're not gonna get anything. You're gonna eat every 3 days. It's destiny. It's like reform. Sometimes they have reformation programs for criminals. The guy's been arrested 10 times in jail. Okay, let's reform him. Let's train him up and give him some on-job training. So they train him, and he goes and he works in a factory for a little while. He says, this is ridiculous, you know. They taught me how to work in this factory. Now I'm out of the jail. I'm only making $10 a week. I know if I just go out and do a little thievery, I can get $10 in 1 hour. Then, and again he's locked up because it's his nature. The gopis are telling when they're in their different bhavas and from Krishna, they when they're speaking in Gopi Geet, they said, they're talking about Krishna's nature. Oh, we heard from Purnamasi about Krishna's previous incarnations, that he was once Ram, and he shot Bali from behind a tree, and his brother chopped off the nose of Suparnaka. Then even in this life, he killed a woman when he was 6 years old, and that's not supposed to be done. Then he killed a calf. We know... Then the gopis say the sages are right when they say it's impossible to change one's nature. It's impossible to change one's nature, and the word is swabhav. Swabhav means guna and karma. You get some guy, he's born in Lechenyav in the West, and you put a Brahmin thread on him, and now I'm a Brahmin, no. Then after 10 years, he throws the thread away and goes and sells drugs and becomes whatever he was, because that's his guna and karma. I've seen it hundreds of times. Thousands of times. You can't turn a crow into a swan. Become a devotee, a bhakta, has nothing to do with varna, nothing to do with ashram. You follow? It's quite a difference. Lord Chaitanya was totally against varna ashram dharma. When he's speaking in Ramananda Samvag, Lord Chaitanya said, Ramananda, can you tell me how to attain the goal of human life? He said, oh, you can attain the goal of life by Varnashram Dharma. He says, Age Koro. He says, no, Varnashram Dharma, that's external. Go higher. External to what? Ekobaya. He says, Ekobaya, Age Koro. Ekobaya, that's ex-baya, that's external. Go farther. Because Varnashram Dharma, why is it external? Because it deals with the bones. Varnashram Dharma deals with the bones. You know bones? Mm-hmm. Skin and bones. Flesh. External. Because Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanatana Dharma, Atma Dharma, Prem Dharma. Atma Dharma, not Deha Dharma. Deha Dharma, Sharir Dharma means Varnashram Dharma. Varna, the body has a Varna. The body has an ashram. Not the Atma. The Atma has no varna, no ashram. So bhakti is nirupadika. It's nirguna. Bhakti begins when you're free from the gunas. Varnashram dharma is about the gunas, and the Gita says bhakti begins when you become gunatit. Brahma bhuta prasnatma sarshti nakashti samasarveshu. He says when you become Brahman platform, then you begin bhakti. What is it? Mam chayo bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan savatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Krishna says in Gita, chapter 1854, I think so. Yeah. Mam chayo bicharena. He says, avicharena bhakti. Mam chayo bicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Avicharena bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga begins. You begin to become a bhakta, a devotee, when sagunan samatit means when you conquer and transcend the three modes of nature. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, then you are actually liberated. So we're on a bicycle, you know, a bicycle with training wheels. You ever see a little boy's bicycle's 20-inch little wheel like this and two little wheels in the back? This is four wheels, and he's... Then one day, you know, he's like this. He says, "Mommy, you can take all those wheels." So he takes out the training... We call them training wheels. Now he's two wheels. And she's holding the handlebar. You got it? "Yeah, I'm balanced." And she lets... "Okay, let go." "Ah!" And then she holds on. Her brother, father, whoever. And finally, he says, "Let go." "Ah, da, 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 da." So that, our bhakti is on training wheels. Until we become free from the gunas, we're in the gunas. So Lord Chaitanya says, go higher. Then what does Ramananda Roy say? Lord Chaitanya says, go higher. He says, oh, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, and Lord Chaitanya says, "Acha, what does Krishna say in Gita?" And then Ramananda Roy says, "Do you know what Krishna says in Gita?" He says, "Sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tam sarva papevyo mokshe shimyasu cha." And Lord Chaitanya says, "Acha, Krishna says that." That's external, go higher. Oh, karma samarpan yoga, that's external. Karma sannyas yoga, that's external. Everything's, all of Varnashram dharma is lowest on the totem pole. Lord Chaitanya throws it out. And then he talks about shuddh bhakti. A bhakti without upadi. Yeah, now you're getting there. Now go higher. Oh, now dasya bhakti. Now go higher. Now sakya bhakti. Now vatsalya bhakti. Now madhurya bhakti. Now vaikuntha bhakti. Now braja bhakti. Now finally gopika bhakti, Radharani's bhakti. And then it went on to mahabhav and premvaivart. And then Lord Shri says, okay, I'm there. You put me there now. This is the topmost place. Premvaivart. This is Prem Vibram. Vibram. Total bewilderment and Prem. This is bhakti, fullest development. This is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. And this is the Atma Dharma. So we're all after this. Yeah? I think it's 6 o'clock. More. 6:27. What? 24. Pretty good for no clock. I'm just...